Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jim, whose brother, who was also his best friend, died relatively unexpectedly about a year and a half ago. And Jim is really feeling the loss, and he's also concerned because he, as a young man, cried a lot, and he doesn't feel that he's really cried for his brother, which is not particularly unusual. I should probably go back and revisit that, in that, you know, we cry at different times for different things, and it may be that at some point out of the blue that you'll sort of start, you know, tearing up, or you may not. It doesn't mean that you don't love your brother. It doesn't mean anything, that people feel different ways, have different ways of grieving. And as I said, I think you should experiment a little bit with what works for you, whether it's looking at family albums and recalling things and maybe writing him a letter. It's perfectly okay to dream about him. People quite often feel a great deal of solace by visiting the departed person in their dreams. To play the DVDs, and you can experiment with it and see what makes you feel better, what makes you feel closer to him. And the second thing, as I said, I don't want you to become a recluse, and I think that you were probably a recluse before your brother died, and it's going to get more difficult, and in some ways, it's going to make the grieving process more difficult, because you're going to feel like, if I let go of this sadness, then I won't have anybody in my life. And so, and that's not a healthy way of looking at grieving. So one of the things to do, which I mentioned just before the break, was to think about ways of kind of carrying the spirit of your brother forward into the world by doing things that he would have liked to have done, or things that maybe he planned to do that he didn't get around to, or things that he enjoyed doing that were maybe not your first choice, or maybe sort of endowing a chair. I don't know your brother except from what you told me, but to do maybe taking a course that he would have enjoyed taking. But I do want you to sort of venture out in the world a little bit more, with the idea that your brother is kind of by your side, that he can be your guardian angel a little bit. He can be in your head and in your heart, kind of urging you and saying, look, Jim, this is something I do. Why don't you try it?
Yeah. He didn't want me to join an old age group in Dover. That's why I live in New Hampshire.
Okay, well, I think that's a great place to start.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I don't know anything about playing cards. And
Jim, you can learn. Listen, I had an aunt who used to teach bridge at senior housing. And if you don't want to play bridge, you can learn to play hearts, or you can play poker. You're a smart guy. And look, cards, you could also be like me. I cheated cards. I can't remember the difference between clubs and spades, so I have to call them shovels and puppy's feet. So I must tell you, a whole lot of people don't want to play cards with me, but six-year-olds will play with me, so that's okay. I mean, Jim, the point is to not to live your life in a way not only for you, and maybe in a fuller way for you than you've been doing, but also to kind of piggyback a little bit of your brother's sentiment and those years he didn't have, so that you feel that you're sort of bringing his spirit with you when you go out into the world. But go out in the world a little bit more. It'll make his passing easier for you and more meaningful.
One thing that you and he had in common, he went down to NASA and worked for NASA in Florida.
See, there you go. Well, maybe have you ever been down for a space launch to Florida?
No, I haven't.
Jim, I think that should be on your dance card.
Maybe.
Yeah, you can go down there. There's a museum down there in Orlando. You can go down to a launch. You go down to the museum. There's a camp down there.
Sounds good.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to report back. I want you in the next, like, maybe month to report back to me and tell me some of the things you're doing in your brother's name. Okay?
All right. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome, Jim. 855-99-37569. Rebecca, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm concerned about my son, who is six, and we're getting towards the end of the school year, and he's in kindergarten, and he has a twin who's on the autism spectrum,
okay.
High functioning,
okay.
But he's really smart. I mean, his brother's super, like, spelling words, reading, and, you know,
okay.
At a second grade level.
Okay.
So, I might have a skewed opinion, but, you know, he's not reading really right now. I mean, he's sort of identifying letters, but I'm trying to gauge whether he's able to do the work and just doesn't want to, or, you know, they're talking about how he's immature and has some attention issues. So I guess I'm wondering if it would be any benefit to have him stay back and what that would do to his, like, psyche, I guess.
Okay. Well, before I make that decision, which I think is an important decision, but are they identical or fraternal?
Fraternal.
Okay. How social is the child we're talking about?
Very social. He's
okay.
All right. Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen going forward, which is not particularly unusual for twins.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got one kid who's going to be incredibly good in school and kind of a recluse. And you're going to have
right.
one kid that everybody adores who doesn't do as well in school.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think that, first of all, you might as well just be prepared for that and understand that. And they're going to be a little competitive with one another because they're age mates, because they're twins. And
right.
the important thing for you to do as much as possible is not compare them, which I know is like saying don't think about elephants. But
right.
to sort of remind yourself that essentially you've got, instead of thinking of twins, I think you have them, believe it or not, as a first and a second child. Because first
well,
children.
That's exactly how they're, yeah,
yeah
that's
of course.
How they are. He's
sure.
the firstborn and the.
No question. Yeah.
yeah.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we know. So,
yeah.
So that'll help you a little bit. It'll also help them a little bit. Before I'd make the decision about keeping him back a year or not, I would have him tested. I'd make sure that his eyes are okay, his ears are okay, that he doesn't have a focus issue.
Okay.
Because that's a difficult decision to make. Let me just tell you, I've had two circumstances. So he'd start first grade ordinarily in September, right?
That's right.
First of all, I make sure that they were in the same classroom. So
right,
if there's
definitely.
Okay, so good.
Yeah.
Because
they've been separated. They've been separated up to this point. So yeah, I would
good. Good.
Yeah.
And there may be a high functioning class, and there may be a slightly less functional class, and that may take care of some of the problem. But before
mm-hmm.
we make the decision, let's get him tested.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to put him in a situation over the summer that helps him focus. Just focus. I mean, so to see if there's a catch-up thing that he can do. He may just be a little less neurologically competent than his brother, which
okay.
is certainly not uncommon. So, I mean, before we decide about the actual step of keeping him back, let's sort of, first of all, rule out any treatable causes. Second of all, see if there's anything over the summer that we can do to kind of just get him a little bit more up to speed. And for your first son, I mean, first of all, I think that more and more people think that having kids do stuff over the summer is a really important thing to do, because otherwise they just lose everything for the last 2 months.
Right.
That summer break is a disaster educationally, not to mention for working parents and everything else. But as a country, we're moving that direction. We're just not moving very quickly. But in this particular case, it's a great opportunity to have them both in a daycare situation where for your older son, he gets to practice a little bit more social skills, and the second son, the son we're talking about, gets to do a little bit more academic stuff. Let me put you on hold because I do want to talk with you about what happens if we determine that he needs to stay back, how we're going to deal with that, all right? Because once you know, it's not going to feel as scary. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Rebecca, who's got twin sons, one of whom is the classic oldest child, and he was born first, of course, who's very bright academically and not very social, has a hard time with age mates, and the younger child, the younger of the twins, who doesn't do as well as school, doesn't concentrate as much, although we're not sure exactly what the issue is, but social, everybody loves him, cuddly kid. So the question is, what do we do about the fact that kindergarten is about to come to an end and first grade is about to start? I said, well, before we make the decision, about whether we keep one of the kids back, that we get them, first of all, tested to see if there's something, to get a clearer idea of where the problem is or what the problem might be. Because it may be treatable, again, because they're twins, that we know that the myelin sheath is laid down differently in different kids. For example, if I had to guess, I would guess that the older child probably toilet trained before the younger. Maybe had talked, although talking a little unclear with a kid who's not terribly social, but maybe that the older kid certainly was more intellectually adept before the younger. Probably the older kid was probably a little more difficult to put down at night. The younger kid is, you know, it was cuddly kid, you know, easier to get along with. So, and these are going to be characteristics for life. Doesn't make any difference what you do. So you don't have to feel responsible or anything else. That's how it's going to be. However, having said that, what we want to do is make both of them as comfortable in their own skin as possible. So I would have him tested. And let's say that, that we say, well, he's just, you know, he's. Let's say that he has a minor hearing problem, so we get the hearing taken care of, so he can hear better. Or let's just say that they say he doesn't concentrate as well. You've got the summer to negotiate a little bit, and I would view the summer as a kind of a catch up time for the younger child. Assuming that at the end of the summer we still decide that he's really not quite ready for first grade, I have had two instances. One was my daughter, who it wasn't that she wasn't ready for first grade. It's that first grade was half a day, and I worked, so I had her in this very good daycare situation that was full day, and so I just kept her back a year just because. And so by the time she hit second grade, she was, and I just said, you get to be the queen. And I also have a godchild who, for whom English was not her primary language, and so she was having a very hard time. So I just said, look, you get to be the queen of second grade. And they kept her back a year. And I got her a tiara with the ribbons and whatever. So if in fact what we sort of do with your younger child, your second child, is to decide that he's really not ready and we don't want to set him up to fail, then what we say is, you are so, you know, that you are such a friendly kid that there are going to be some kids this year who are going to have a harder time in school, and we just thought maybe you could help them a little bit.
Right.
So we'll make it something that, and he may or may not catch up to it, because all we know is a symptom of the issue. We don't really know what the issue is. So I'd get him tested immediately, because it'll put your mind at rest that either here's the problem or there's not a problem. And then if nobody can say, well, yeah, here's the issue, then I think about putting him in because he does so well in a group, I'd probably put him in a one-on-one situation. He doesn't need the social interaction. He may, and it may be that one of the ways that he does unconsciously is he figures he's going to get more attention from not paying attention than doing well, because his big brother can do better than he does anyway, so why bother? So he may do better in a one-on-one situation, so he doesn't have to compete with anybody. And then we know that we just need to put him in a different section than his brother, and we know that you working him with him privately at home doing his homework is going to work fine.
Okay.
Okay. So the point is, at this moment, what we're in search of is information.
Okay.
But worst case scenario, that's why I wanted to go through the worst case with you. If in fact that we keep him back, that there's a perfectly understandable reason that for him to understand why he would be kept back. The idea is that you're so good with helping other kids that we thought this would be a great thing for you to be able to do. You get to teach them.
Well, it's interesting that when he's in his reading group, he helps the other kids that don't know as much as he does.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That's who this kid's going to be. He's going to be, I mean, of the two kids, the one who's going to have more problems in life and problems is, you know, the one who's going to have the rockier path just because his personality structure. It's not your younger kid. He's going to do fine. He's going to churn the socks off of everybody. What we need to do is make sure that he feels competent in his own skin so that he doesn't play stupid because it'll get him more attention than his brother because he can't be as smart as his brother.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All righty. 855-993-7569. It actually helps to be a psychologist to do this work. It's not completely crucial, as some of my colleagues know, but it doesn't hurt. I suppose that's how I should present it. It's not only helpful, it doesn't hurt. All right, Manny, my sort of thing is not working, so if there's a phone call there that I don't know about, you're just going to have to remind me, because I actually can't see it.
I'll whisper it in your ear.
I love it when you do that. I love being whispered in my ear. All right, you know what I thought we'd do real quickly here, since we didn't do them yesterday, is DVDs. Can I do those real quickly?
Sure. Hang on.
I mean, you don't even have to do it. You don't. I mean, you don't even have to do the sound effect if you don't want to.
Oh, I've got it right here.
What a guy.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
I mean, I figured we were going to do it at some point today. So
you were ready.
Yeah.
You were ready for me.
Yeah.
Manny is great. I mean, he kind of anticipates. Sometimes he knows stuff before I'm going to know it. He has Joydar too. Although my Joydar is on you all, his Joydar is on me. So here we go. All right, we got two DVDs that come out today. Both of them are kind of minor and will appeal to you depending on what appeals to you, I suppose. One is called Champs, which I kind of liked. It's talking about it interviews Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, and Bernard Hopkins, and they discuss what they have in common, their roots in poverty, the absence of meaningful regulation in their sport, and how they succumbed to the perils of fame. I kind of like this. Did you see this, Manny?
Did you
see Champs?
I did not see that.
I think you'd probably be interested in. I mean, I've told my Mike Tyson story before of kind of running into him, and so I was particularly interested. I'm not particularly a fan of boxing, as you know. The idea of knowing what happens to your brain when someone hits you on the chin does not make me a fan. Called counter coup. But having sort of seen the Manny, I think this came out right after I saw the Manny documentary. So, you know, it's interesting, and I have had run into to Mike Tyson. So I'll tell you quickly my Mike Tyson story.
Okay.
I was down in my gym, and he walks in. And he's not very tall, and he's very broad. He had on some very tight white shorts and a bright red T-shirt that looked like it was spray-painted on.
Yeah,
he's very
like,
broad.
He's only like 5'9 or 5'10, I think.
At most.
That, yeah,
at most. Like maybe even 5'8, yeah.
Yeah.
And with the tattoos, which are faded, which make him pretty noticeable. Although nobody noticed he was there but me. And I was doing sit-ups at the time, and he comes in, and he takes two 10-pound weights, and he's doing flies. And he's going, oh, oh. And then nobody's paying attention, so he does 10 of those, leaves, comes back like 5 minutes later, does it again. The third time, I was laughing so hard, I thought, yeah, I couldn't sit up anymore, so... I'll tell you about Tracers when we come back, which is the other DVD. 855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private, secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM, with custom solutions for any size business. Imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Alex, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for being on the air for us.
Well, my pleasure.
And I just have a question about my new friend. He used to do drugs, and he was on drugs for about 3 years. And he said that he's currently in the Narcotics Anonymous program for 3 years, another 3 years now. So he started doing it around 18, and then I think he's on NA since 21. He's now 24.
Okay.
I guess my curious question, I'm 30.
Okay.
My curious question is there permanent damage to any organs for the past 3 years that he has been doing drugs?
You mean for the years that he was on drugs rather than off drugs?
On drugs.
Well, do you know what drugs he was using?
And when I asked him that, he quickly mentioned all kinds. And I think it was I get the sense that it may be full-time.
Well, there are a number of issues, certainly what drugs he was using. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever said that drugs are health food, right?
Right.
And using drugs at 18 is probably better than using them at 15, But it's probably more dangerous than using them at 24. I mean, presumably by the time you're 18, that a lot of your organ systems are pretty well developed. So I think it depends on what he was on, how often he was on, how much he used. So, you know, are you seeing, how long have you known this dude?
For a month.
Are you seeing anything that's making you nervous about his physical condition?
I want him to be healthy.
Sure.
And I want to look out for him. And I'm not sure if Narcotics Anonymous teach them that at all, and I don't...
Well, I'm not sure that Narcotics Anonymous teaches you necessarily to be healthy. The idea is that it's a support system to keep you off drugs. Now, the difference between, and you make a good point, is there a difference between being drug-free and being healthy? And the answer is sure. I mean, you can be drug-free and overweight, not getting any exercise, eat too much salt, eat too much fat. I mean, so, and presumably, I suppose you could, I mean, you could certainly be drug-free, and presumably one of the things that somebody might do, and I get the kind of unconscious question you may be asking is, if somebody who's willing to abuse their body with drugs, are they going to take care of their body going forward? And if they took care of their body to begin with, why were they on drugs? I get that. But you have to sort of put into account the fact that when you're 18, you're incredibly stupid. I mean, you know, that you just don't think about that way. You don't think about your mortality. I mean, why do 18-year-olds binge drink? Why do 18-year-olds smoke when the rest of the world, adults, are saying smoking is terrible for you? I mean, so I think you have to put that into the mix. Dear, I think it's probably a little too early to either decide to fall madly in love with him or to dump him because of previous drug use. I mean, the fact that he was young... the fact that he's now been drug-free for as long as he was on drugs certainly, I think, is in his favor. And I just get to know him a little bit better. And, you know, I get it. I get that when you're dating with somebody, you don't want to end up with somebody who's... I mean, it's one thing if you've been with him for 20 years and thinking, gee, all of a sudden he had pulmonary hypertension and you're going to have to take care of him a lot more than you thought you were. But you've been with him for 20 years, and you had 20 good years, so the idea that I'm now going to have to take care of him is maybe a little troublesome, but not odious, because you've had all that time together. If you've been together with 2 weeks, the idea of, do I want to be a nurse to this guy for the rest of his life because of something he did 6 years ago is much more troublesome. But I think at this moment, it's just too early to tell.
Oh, wow.
And again, we really don't know. I mean, could there be drug use that is going to tear up his liver? Yeah. Is there drug use that can tear up your pancreas? Yeah. Is there drug use that can affect your heart? Yeah. Does every drug do that under all circumstances? No. So, I mean, I suppose you could make it a requirement to have a physical before you went out with him, but he's probably going to assume that you're looking for sexually transmitted diseases rather than heart problems. But, you know, I just think that there's not a conclusive answer, and I don't know, we don't know what he was using.
Right.
If he was using, for example, if he was an IV drug user and was sharing needles, man, you need to get him tested for AIDS and hepatitis.
Right.
So, you know, and it sounds like he's not particularly forthcoming about that. At some point, I'm not sure a month into the into a relationship is exactly the time to have the conversation that said, am I going to be taking care of you in another year?
Right.
Maybe 3 months in. I mean, see if you like him. See if there's something there, because it may be that in another month, you're not going to be interested enough to care one way or the other, just because there's not because he's a bad guy and not because he was a drug user, but because there's just not enough there to go forward. I think it's a little. First of all, I think you're asking legitimate questions, but I think that they're coming up too soon.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Yes.
So I'm not, you know, and you can. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying to him. I mean, and the more you're around him, you may notice, for example, that he gets out of breath easily, or that he has cardiac arrhythmias, or that he is on blood pressure medication or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But as you know, I mean, one of the things that's true, I think, when we're young, I mean, and you're not very old, but you can tell the difference between your 30-year-old self, presumably, and your 20-year-old self, that when you're 20 years old, you can pull an all-nighter without much difficulty. I mean, most of us did it in college at some point. You pull it now, you're going to look like crap, and you're not going to function very well. And that's only a difference of 10 years. So, you know, I just it's not a bad question, but given the fact that you don't know what his drug history is in any kind of specificity, you don't know what he was using, how long he was using, how much he was using, under what circumstances he was using, and again, was he smoking at the same time? Because we know that tobacco and alcohol, in some ways, are probably just as dangerous, if not more so, than because you're going to use both of those probably more frequently than you're going to use cocaine or heroin. And certainly not saying that either cocaine or heroin are good for you, because they're not. But neither are alcohol and tobacco.
Right. He did smoke for a little bit back then, he told me. And now he doesn't even smoke or drink.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, one of the really alarming things, or maybe alarming isn't the right word, one of the ironic things about cigarette smoking, and I sort of knew a lot about this at one point, because both my parents were smokers, fairly heavy smokers when I was growing up, is once you've stopped, that the people who've stopped for, I think it's more than 7 years, once they stop, actually have a slightly better longevity record than people who never smoked.
Oh.
Which doesn't seem fair. I guess it's survivor genes. I guess that you either die from that, and so everybody who's left has stronger lungs than me. I don't know. I just one of those ironic things that seems, well, that's not fair, but...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I know. So I think at this moment, the risk is not so much you're going to take care of him. The risk is, do I care about him? You know, and if you care about somebody, and I know you're saying, well, I don't want to care about somebody who I'm going to be taking care of my whole life, but I think the difference between a month and 6 months is going to tell you a lot more than you know now.
Right. Okay.
All righty?
Good. Okay. Thank you.
But
so
let
much.
Me say one other thing. Beware of reasons to bail early, because I think unconsciously you may be saying to yourself, I don't think this guy is right for me. And drugs are just the easy place to go. You know, what if he did damage to himself? Do I really? So look, take that up, put that on the back burner, and then look at the rest of the relationship. And again, I don't know how many dates you've had in a month, and hopefully you're going relatively slow, and hopefully you're sort of staying out of bed for at least a while, and sort of look at the relationship and say, are there other warning signs that I'm ignoring because they're a little more difficult to deal with than what he might have done before I met him?
Okay.
Because sometimes we do that. Sometimes we'll find something that seems more acceptable as a reason to bail, but what we're really looking for is a reason to bail. So just look, and I mean, you don't have to talk to him about it. You can just look in your own head and heart and say, am I trying to bail? And if so, why? If I take the health issues off the table temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
All righty?
Wow, you're good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm always pleased that you guys are pleased. That always a little tickled that you think, oh my gosh, she actually knows what she's doing. All right. I get it. I'm delighted. 855-993-7569. Well, that answers that question. All right, I'll tell you about DVDs, and I'll also tell you about theater when we come back. Unless we get a phone call, and then I'll take a phone call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All righty. Well, this is the theater season is finally kind of winding down. It's, as you've heard me say for the last couple of weeks, I think it's been the most memorable that I can remember in, like, the last 15 years or so. It's just really been chock full of wonderful stuff. All right, so I have two plays to review for you today. One is very likely going to be around at award season. It's not going to be there for Drama Desk because Drama Desk does both Broadway and off-Broadway, but it's up for some Tonys, and I think it's gotten 4 or 5 nominations for Tonys, called Fun Home. The reason it's not up for a Drama Desk award is that it opened at the Public Theater last year and won some awards from the Public Theater. It's really wonderful. It's but because the Tonys only do Broadway, then it's eligible for a Tony. And very likely, certainly is in very good contention for winning. It's called Fun Home. Michael Cerveris and Judy Kuhn. The music is by Janine Tesori, and the book and lyrics are by Lisa Cron. It's based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. And it's an unlikely subject matter for a musical, which is part of what makes it, I think, so thrilling. There are not songs that you're going to walk out tapping your feet to. The story is a young woman who is looking back at her family life, specifically her father, and it's the young woman, Allison, is played by three different women. And my favorite is the middle Allison, Emily Skeggs, who I just thought was wonderful. So we have a 12-year-old, we have a college student, and then we have the adult woman, Allison. And the story is that she discovers that her father is gay, and so is she. And the discovery process is not easy or comfortable because, obviously, dad is married, she is a daughter, and she has two sibs and a mom. And dad restores old houses, teaches English, and also runs the family business, which is a mortuary. And the kids refer to the mortuary as the fun home. And there's, I don't remember the number from downtown, although it may have been there, where the kids do a kind of a rock and roll number in and out of the casket. And it sounds like it would be a bit grotesque, and it's not. It's warm and wonderful and lovely. And it's appropriately nominated for a bunch of awards. So it's Fun Home. Again, not your everyday, it's not your grandma's musical, but it's very worth seeing. Another play that is, if you read my review or listen to my review of this on my website, the name of the play is The Painted Rocks at Revolver Creek, and it's by Ethel Fugard. It's set in 1981 to begin with, and then 2003, and it runs about an hour and 45 minutes, and when I did the review, I said in the first it was completely unintelligible. It's got two people speaking almost Afrikaner. It's not actually Afrikaner, but it's a dialect, so nearly impenetrable. Then, so the first 15 minutes, I just couldn't understand. And the middle 15 minutes of the first act, they do kind of a song and a dance, which I thought was quite wonderful. And then the third is they do a painting, which I also thought was, I didn't quite get it. So, but in the first act, it was completely unintelligible. Then I kind of couldn't figure out what was, you know, I didn't particularly care about these figures. And then I got entranced. That's in the first act. The second act takes place 20-some years later. And the young man, whose name is Boki, who is Caleb McLaughlin, who's a charmer, who actually played Simba in Lion King. So he's a very talented kid. The story is a black man in South Africa is has a painted garden. That he is, it's a poor man, and he's on the road, and he goes to a farmhouse, and two Afrikaners give him some work and then a place to sleep, and there's this kind of desert around him that just has rocks in it, and he decides over his lifetime to paint the rocks, hence the painted rocks at Revolver Creek. And this is his way of showing his gratitude to God. And the play starts with all the painted rocks on the stage and all the dirt around. And he's painting the big rock. Or the big rock is unpainted. And the 13-year-old is dragging a can of paint. And he says, okay, it's time to take on the big rock. And Tata, the grandfather, says, who's not really his grandfather, just older, says, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the kid said, well, of course, he said, I don't see it. And the kid says, well, that's because it's a rock. It's blind. At which point he decides to paint eyes on it. Now, this apparently is based or suggested by artist Nukeng Mabusa. And I had actually seen a rendition of the painting that he does on the rock. And that part of the play is just electric. I'd seen Red, where Alfred Molina paints something on stage with Eddie Redmayne. And I remember the same kind of, wow, this is fantastic, watching art before your very eyes. And you had the same response, or I had the same response here. The second act sort of is more political. And what happens is the Afrikaner woman comes upon the grown-up Boki, and they talk about what it means and what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a South African, what it means to be a black man or a white woman. I mean, if you stick with it, as I said, the first 15 minutes, I thought, what am I doing here? I can't understand what they're saying. And I have no problem with Shakespeare. I actually listened pretty well. I just was completely unintelligible. And then the song and dance was, well, okay. And then the painting was just magical. So the painted rocks at Revolver Creek, it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but it's a worthwhile play. It's just you're going to have to work a little hard. Actually, you're going to have to work a little bit at both because Fun Home, you really need to listen to the lyrics. I mean, this is not kind of Singing in the Rain, but they're both worthwhile. All right. More information at drjoy.com. Let me also just mention to you, I was mentioning DVDs because we didn't get to them yesterday. That Champs is worth it, especially if you like boxing. And I don't like boxing, but I thought Champs was kind of interesting. And Tracers, you have to be a Taylor Lautner fan, I think, for this one. A beautiful woman helps a New York bicycle messenger who's in hot water with a group of gangsters. And, I mean, I kind of like the sort of choreography of this, of people jumping over buildings. And I mean, it's kind of a piece of fluff, but, and if somebody other than Taylor Lautner had been in, I don't think it probably would have been made, let alone released, but not terrible. Yeah. Spend your money on theater. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.